This is a Slog Audio Caching Podcast, produced by Paul Konopacki of St. Louis, Missouri. September 16, 2006. Episode number 36. Sub-episode C. Saturday, the Arkansas adventure begins.
It's 8:30 on Saturday morning. I was able to get 5 hours sleep in the back of my truck at this rest stop just out of Springfield. Slow going this morning, but it's a nice day, a little bit windy. I'm gonna head off to do some caches in Springfield. There's a micro here. I'm gonna pick up that one first. I don't feel real good about doing this cache, but I think it's gonna be okay. It's by a playground and there's some people having a reunion or picnic in the shelter. It's only 200 and some feet away, so it shouldn't be so bad. Not bad at all. We're right by a man-made lake. I think it's called Fellows Lake. It's going to be an easy one. In and out. See, what time do I have? 12:34 p.m. I think this is called Kids Cache, so I assume it's going to be easy. Nice breeze coming off that lake. This is where I would think it would be. Perhaps I am wrong. Go in and talk to this guy. According to the logs, he gets a kick out of people looking for this cache, which is placed on this it's private property, but it's a public location, so well, we'll see what results. That must be the guy, gray-haired guy behind the counter. Friendly, smiling. A few other people in here. There's a guy reading a brochure, rocking the chair. And I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. I wonder how many people who are working here know about this. Well, I won't give away the secret of where it is, but I put my GPS away as I got to the front of the building, and well, it was kind of obvious where it was hidden. They have two logbooks. The first logbook is full of this. The usual junk. And I will put in my usual business cards. Might as well throw in the trinket while I'm here. Since this is a good cache, I will throw in a good trinket. I will go in and have a short little conversation with him. I'm actually bringing the cache in with me. Guess what I found? You know about this, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah, there was two ladies in the other day. They kept looking all around. And I finally make it up to come in and ask.
Yeah.
Are you the one that put this out?
I am not, but I do a lot of this in the St. Louis area. And I happen to be going down to Arkansas. And just by chance, this was one of the many ones that showed up on my list. And so I thought I'd see if I can find it without making too big of a scene.
I've got a friend that Georgia and him go to Arizona.
You're not interested in that?
No, I haven't gotten...
Sitting in the air conditioning is a lot more fun than...
Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather play golf. But this is not... That didn't come along for what, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it started out probably in about the year 2000, but and it gets more popular all the time. Is the Branson Rush over this year already, or do they still have a lot of tourists coming through?
No, it slowed down after the last 2 weeks have been slow.
Does Branson ever shut down?
Not completely. You can come down here in January and see about 8 or 10 shows.
What's the most common question people ask you when they when they come in here.
Where's a good place to eat?
I'll go put this back. Mosey on down to Arkansas.
And, a lot of people say that it shows up out in the parking lot.
I had about, when I was right by the building, it read about 50 feet. So that would have put you probably somewhere toward in the blacktop area.
But you can see out there that there's not any rain.
I suppose when you start seeing people wandering around the parking lot, you know this is what they're looking for.
Well, yeah, or they wander over around the flagpole.
I've done this enough times to have an idea of where people might hide it. It's just that you'd be a little wary when you're around public area and you're, you know, a middle-aged man like me walking around, you know, with clothes like this on a hot day, you know.
You get a big kick out of that. Old Harold one day, this was a year ago or so, he explained, I can't remember, did you get the information off the internet or is that?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I have a laptop in my car, and then I download the data onto my receiver, and I just follow the arrow. And when you get close, then you start thinking, okay, what am I looking for? Is it an ammo box? Is it Tupperware? Do I know the person hiding it? What are the typical places? And after a while, you can just go through the process of elimination, and you can find it pretty easily. We have a whole group in St. Louis called Slaga. That's our geocaching group. We have picnics every year. Sometimes we get together for lunch. We're just as much a social club as we are a bunch of geeks.
So like to eat.
Well, yeah. Say, well, who doesn't like to eat? A good excuse to get together is just in the woods. This would be chewed up by animals, so they put ammo boxes out there. They're airtight and wild animals can't get to them. So.
You know, Earl said that one time his grandson was down there to see. They kept looking, and this one was under a cactus. They almost didn't find it. Just about ready to give up. And nice talking to you.
Yeah, I'll put this back.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Hey. That was fun. There you go. No, they're not after me.
Days in, Harrison. Hi, what do you rate for one night, one bedroom, non-smoking?
The rate is 6 days plus tax.
Okay.
And we have a bar, pool, hot tub.
Do you have occupancy or vacancy on the first floor?
Yep. That work for you?
One night for me.
Credit. Are you on a bike?
Nope. Would that make a difference?
No. Where I was going to put you.
Oh, so yeah. You can see your, keep an eye on your property?
Yeah. Not that, I mean, we've not yet had a problem here, but there's the bike festival in Raleigh, or in Hot Springs.
Oh.
And we've been getting a lot of them come up here, and, you know, they're from bigger places, and they think, oh, I got to have it there.
Right. They sleep with one eye open and one eye on their bike. The window open just a little bit.
Sun right there. You want one key or two?
One.
Breakfast is from 6 to 9:30, and the bar closes at 11. You don't have to spell that out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for people who pay cash.
Okay.
And tell you about breakfast in the bar. And you're in 107. You just drive around back to circle around. So park somewhere right in here, and you'll be the fourth room down.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm in room 107. Took a nice hot shower. They had one of those showers with a little massage attachment, so I did the one where pulse was really hard on your shoulder muscles. It was great. Made a run to Hardee's to get something to eat. Stopped at Walmart on the way back to the motel, ordered to pick up a whole bunch of AA batteries. Based on the number of gadgets that I have running in my car, everything's running off of batteries, so I'm going to have to need that by the end of the week. They gave me a room right next to the pool, and it's been semi-noisy, not too bad. I do have Wi-Fi editing all the audio that I got today, which honestly wasn't much and really wasn't that interesting. The way I've been doing this is I have my laptop running off of a power inverter running R-Route software, so as I'm driving, I can see all the caches coming up on the screen. In the meantime, I've got my Garmin Vista ready to go with the same set of waypoints, although I did realize that when I loaded all the waypoints into my receiver before I left home, I had so many waypoints that not all of them got on there. Today I've had to add a few waypoints by hand. There's so many waypoints out there that I've had to really be selective on which ones I want to do. And there's something I wanted to do, but based on my map source map, I couldn't figure out how to get there. So rather than spend too much time on it, I just said, oh, let me just get moving down south.